Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go again. This time we're talking to Katie, who has been ghosted. Hi, Katie.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So, Zachary is his name. We're going to call him in a second, see if we can get some answers for you. But why don't you tell us a story? What's happened?
I'm pretty upset about this one, honestly. You know, I've been putting, like, some serious time into finding, like, a life partner. You know, I'm a grown woman. I'm in my 30s. And I'm, like, I'm ready for a family and, like, a lifelong partner. Like, I want that love, like, really bad. And so I've been really intentional about how I'm approaching dating and relationships with the perspective that I want to meet someone serious.
Gotcha.
And so then I found the most serious contender for this. We've been matched for about like a month. You know, we talked for a few days and he asked me out, but then he had a work conflict and I had a work conflict. But then we ended up making time finally for our first date last weekend. And, you know, during that whole time that we were like waiting to be able to, you know, our schedules to align, like we had been chatting and like I thought we were laying down a pretty like solid foundation.
So what about that date?
Yeah, the date was wonderful. It was great. Like, I was comfortable and I was asking him like all the important questions and he had like all the right answers, you know, for someone that I would want going forward. And it seemed like we were incredibly compatible and he seemed really into me. But then the following day, nothing, zero communication. And so then I've been waiting for him to reach out and then he hasn't. And then I caved and I sent him like a hey text just to like, you know, throw something out there, be like, hello, you know, and he completely ignored it. And so now, like, now it's been like a week, you know, and I just want like answers.
Frustrating. And one day everything was great up to that point, and then now he's not responding to you. Well, Katie, let's call Zachary, see if he'll talk to us, and we'll figure this out, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Zachary. Zachary?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. We do a morning radio show. We understand this is going to be a crazy call, but I want to tell you exactly why we're hitting you up, and we hope that you'll stay on the line and talk to us for a couple of minutes. We do a radio show. We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. That's where we help out people to feel like they've been ghosted, and really, honestly, not on anyone's side here at all. We're just trying to mediate a conversation with you and Katie. Katie is on the phone. Katie just told us that you guys mashed, have been talking, and said great things about you. She said that you are definitely someone that she can see as a partner, potential partner, and said that you guys went out on a date, seemed fun. She enjoyed it, was really comfortable with you, but unfortunately hasn't heard back from you. So that's why we're here. We just want to see what's going on. Did she do something that turned you off, or are you not interested? And if so, I think she's okay with that. She just wants to know why.
So I get that, like, we're both in our 30s, and we're probably at that age where we're ready to settle down. But I don't want to approach a first date the way that she did.
That's weird, because she said the exact same thing, that she is in her 30s and dating seriously. And okay, so how did she approach it?
So, and I want to say for the record, I'm looking for something serious and I'm looking to settle down too. But I really didn't like that the entire date revolved around that. She immediately wanted to talk about a timeline for the relationship and getting married and having kids. I mean, she wanted to know all my values and how I plan to reach them, and you know, my goals. And these are usually things that, like, they come out in time as you get to know somebody. But she wanted to know all of that immediately. And, like, a first date is supposed to be light and it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be a, you know, a 10-year business plan.
No, I understand that. Mm. Hold on just a second. Audrey, let me ask you, as someone that is consistently dating, is that a kind of a new thing where people are really trying to get all that out of the way from jump so they don't waste time? Because that seems like something I've heard a lot recently.
It depends on the person. I think a lot of people want it to be casual, like a lot of the traditional people would say a first date should go. I did, you know, I'm an equal opportunity dater in regards to a man's age. I've dated a lot of different ages. And the man I dated, the oldest, was in his late 30s. 30s, and mm-hmm. he talked about how he hated dating women around his age because they approached first dates like this. They were he felt like they were out of time, mm-hmm. so they wanted to know all these crazy things on the first date to see whether it was worth wasting their time on.
So it's not that she's asking him in particular, like, hey, do you see us doing that? She's just laying it out that this is, you know, what I'm looking for, and asking him what his goals are, not in particular about the two sitting down in front of each other, right?
Well, let's ask Katie. Katie, what do you have to say about what Zachary just said?
Okay, I think it's completely, like, fair to bring those types of things up. You know, like, I want to know that we're compatible on the important things before we go any further into a relationship. I don't want to waste his time. I don't want him to waste my time. You know, like, we can have fun later. I just want to make sure that you're even somebody I want to have fun with.
I see both sides. I see side one is like, mm-hmm. hey, we just met each other. Yeah. Let's just chill and have fun in the beginning and work it out. But I also understand, too, it's like, hey, if this is not going to work, why are we bothering?
Two different mindsets, and I think mm-hmm. you have to find someone who has the similar one as you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep. That's very true. Katie, completely see where you're coming from, and Zachary completely understand where you're coming from, too. Like Audrey said, though, you just had different mindsets. Maybe that is you know, what is keeping you two apart. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know where we go from here, Katie.
It's pretty obvious.
I mean, yeah.
Separate directions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll start walking this way. You start walking. Well, how's this
all
go? I'll start walking
the...
your way. I'll start walking mine.
Oh, no, but they meet in the middle.
They meet in the middle. We're not meeting in the middle.